This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Monday, the last Monday of the month. How do you do? It's the 27th of August. This is the DJV show. My voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen. Her voice belongs to her, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at controls in our studio in Washington. All thoughts, not all thoughts, but a lot of thoughts are on John McCain passing away just before his 82nd birthday. What do we have that is... I looked at the statements made from his mother, who's 106 years old, and mother is named Roberta McCain. She said that the senator made a huge impact on countless people before his death, Victoria. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of... I didn't realize that she was still around.
She's still alive.
106. She's incredibly proud of her middle child, decorated war veteran, stage 4 brain cancer. And look out for that stuff.
Oof. Well, the specific type of brain cancer that he had is what Joe Biden's son died from, right?
Yep. Right.
And so they were already very good friends, but they, of course, had that commonality.
Yep.
And I think we talked about when the diagnosis was made public, maybe it was last summer, we talked about Joe Biden going on The View and talking and having such a wonderful moment with Meghan McCain.
Yep.
And sharing what his son, Beau, had gone through and what she was now going through with her dad and the diagnosis. And then I saw something else that was kind of interesting. Ted Kennedy had the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And died. John McCain died on the same day as Ted Kennedy 9 years later.
Yeah, I was there making mention of that on local news here in Boston yesterday. But let's see, Kennedy was 77. But where, is there something in the air in Washington, one would wonder?
That's certainly odd.
Yeah, it is odd because it's a rare form of cancer. Cindy, the wife, wrote, quote, "My heart is broken. I'm so lucky to have lived the adventure of loving this incredible man for 38 years. So will she become the next senator from Arizona? Time will tell. I'd say if I were a betting person, and there are plenty of people in Las Vegas who are betting on this, betting on anything,
she's a businesswoman, right, in her own right. She's not, like... I don't want to say just a housewife, but you know she and her son background. I think
there's a family liquor distributorship that's the largest in Arizona. Mm-hmm. That her father started it, I believe, right after World War II, if memory serves me correctly on that. And so she and her son, one of the sons, have been running that. There are seven. How many children did I say? I think seven children.
Seven, right?
From the two different marriages. Yes, right. Yep. So I mentioned that some of the stuff that he did was just funny. He was happy to make fun of himself, as is the case here in this skit from SNL.
I'm John McCain.
And you know, I'm just Sarah Palin.
The final days of any election are the most essential. This past Wednesday, Barack Obama purchased airtime on 3 major networks. We, however, can only afford QVC.
These campaigns sure are expensive.
This has been an historic campaign, so why not remember it with our line of collectible products, such as 10 commemorative plates that celebrate the 10 town hall debates between Senator Obama and myself.
And who wouldn't want the complete set of limited edition Joe action figures? There's Joe the Plumber, Joe Sixpack, and my personal favorite, Joe Biden. If you pull this cord, he talks for 45 minutes.
Look, would I rather be on three major networks? Of course. But I'm a true maverick, a Republican without money. I'm not like my opponent. My only showbiz connections are John Boyd and Heidi from the Hills. So I'm here on QVC, and like QVC, this campaign promises you three things: quality, value, and convenience.
And great deals on juicers.
So when you go to the polls on Tuesday, remember, country first. As a reminder, all undergarments are non-refundable. Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
I remember that skit. He was hilarious.
Yeah,
that was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, great.
And Tina Fey. Oh, that must be one of the greatest characters
that she ever
acted out on SNL.
Yeah. So, lots of this week we'll be talking about McCain a lot because of the services here and there. But I said this earlier. What bothers me about this, I just made reference to the mother, to the point of respect that comes, as much as I don't want to bring Trump into the discussion, and some of the hardcore Trumpers, you know, took shots at McCain because he wasn't a real Republican. Well, take your shots at me, too. I used to be kind of the same cloth as McCain in terms of politics, trying to get things done. And I don't want to overcook this because it just it underscores something that's negative and actually pretty foolish when it comes right down to it. Why do we give a damn about what Donald Trump says or doesn't say or tweets or doesn't tweet with regard to McCain? He hasn't been invited to the funeral. He has said pretty horrible things about McCain. But then I remind myself, after listening to that skit, Obama said some pretty horrible things about McCain as well when they were running against each other. There's that.
But not to the level of, you know, saying he's a failure as a serviceman because he was captured in war.
Yeah.
That was just the lowest of low.
Well, but it's what he does, and it gets tiresome. It does. All that stuff just drains so much oxygen out of the room for the good things that are being done. There is this distraction here. I thought it was interesting, also, people in the news, Melania, the wife, announcing that she's going to Africa for her first major solo trip since she became the first lady, going to do it in October. She said, quote, "This will be my first time traveling to Africa. I'm excited to educate myself on the issues facing children all over the continent while also learning about its rich culture and history. We are a global society. I believe it is through open dialogue and the exchanging of ideas that we have a real opportunity to learn from one another." She's going to visit several countries, take place, let's see here. She went to Toronto, I think. That was as far away as she's gotten.
She's been to a lot of places with him, but this will be her first.
Right.
You know,
right.
Big trip on her own.
Yeah, on her own. Yep.
It is
big
interesting, though. Don't you think it's interesting in that statement how it's like she and her husband seem to have a very different view of the world? Mm-hmm. You know, he's an isolationist and America first, and she makes a point of saying in her statement that we're a global society. It just seems very,
well,
once again, and she's done this before. She's commented on things that he said famously on Twitter or whatever, and then she's issued statements kind of sounding like she's saying the opposite.
Yeah. Well, I think, and the news media does a great job of playing up whatever differences they may have. Who knows what goes on in the bedroom, or who knows what goes on behind closed doors one way or another.
But her statements are public. They're real statements. It's not like rumors. And
no,
her
no,
actual
I,
statements
I, yeah,
is what I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you can
it's
draw,
just an interesting
people
direction
try to
that,
draw conclusions from them, and I'm not sure that you really can. You can draw a lot of conclusions based on what people actually say or do, but the subtleness of being in a married situation, I think sometimes it's hard to really I don't know, judge is the right word. Measure probably is the right word. 16 past the hour, DJB time. How's your smile today? How was your smile over the weekend? How's your smile in general? When you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you. If you got a nice white smile, more people will smile with you. That may seem superficial. I've started talking about braces and those people who have a little yellow on their teeth, no matter what their age. If you had braces when you were younger, no doubt there was yellow because you couldn't brush your teeth well when you had the braces on. You don't just take them out like contact lenses and put them in. No, they have to stay to do their work. So often they leave almost permanent damage in terms of the coloring of your teeth. So if that's your deal, or if you smoke or you drink coffee or tea or red wine, then you'll want to get a hold of Power Swabs. Power Swabs work in 5 minutes. No messy strips. It's just this little tube here that I have. There are actually two things that are helpful, and I just dropped one of them on the floor.
I love the pen. The it's like a pen that you can just kind of, it's like a little marker that you just color in your teeth. It's so easy.
It's the Stain Out Quick Stick that you get as a matter of course. When you get the, let's see, there are seven out there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the tubes, and they last for quite a long time. I've been using this. This is the second tube in there. And you just stick on you take this is like a Q-tip that's in the solution, and you put it around your teeth to get the whiteness going. 5 minutes later, you'll notice the difference. There it is. I'm doing the lowers down. All right.
It's very effective.
How is it? You like that? Effective advertising. Well, it's just we all use it now. And, yeah, you like the Stain Out Quick Stick. Take it with you, put it in your pocket, whatever, and
especially
your book.
It's great, especially, like, I'm a red wine drinker. And so, you know, especially if you have some red wine and then, you know, it makes your teeth a little red. And then you just use the little marker and it's gone. It's great.
Blueberry stains as well. Victoria, blueberry stains. All right, so we give you the value, the virtue of Power Swabs. Here's how you get them. 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV show. You get 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, white teeth. 800-208-1797.
We've all got places to go, from work to play. Morning to night, it's go, 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 and then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all, to keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
To life in the fast lane, wanting to know what's going on with some of your favorite personalities, this is the place to keep tabs on them. Music, a very important focus of our lives. That's why we spend time every hour on music here in the DJV show. Victoria, Kara, and I, and you listening to Taylor Swift now, who brought her Reputation Stadium tour to Nashville. She says that's where she learned everything she knows about being a musician. Proved to be the perfect place for an incredible surprise. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill both joined Swift on stage for a performance of her debut single, Tim McGraw. What's the story behind the story with that? What was there that prompted Taylor Swift to do a song for, was it for Tim McGraw, about Tim McGraw? Why
she has
called
a song called Tim McGraw that was on maybe her first album. It was when she was really young. And
16 or something.
Yeah, it was basically just saying that, you know, it's telling the story of a summer romance and that their song was a Tim McGraw song and that when you think of me, think of Tim McGraw. Or vice versa. When you think of Tim McGraw, think of me. So, I don't know. I guess, did Tim McGraw and Faith Hill live in Nashville? Do you know?
Yes, they're in Nashville.
Yeah, so yeah, that's where her show was and she brought him on to sing Tim McGraw together.
We're listening to the actual audio when Taylor brings out Faith Hill first to sing a couple of verses of the song. And then she tells the audience, okay, Nashville, please welcome the actual Tim McGraw. And he comes out from underneath the stage. This is, crank this up for a second. Let's listen to this. She said, at the stadium, every single thing that I do, I've learned in Nashville, and I'm so grateful. Before the guests appeared on stage, she performed a country ballad called Better Man, award-winning song she wrote, but Little Big Town recorded it, actually. How's it sound? Let's listen for a sec. So you can imagine, in this kind of a jam, everybody's recording it and uploading it and sending it all over the place.
This stuff goes viral before the song's over.
Right. Pretty amazing. Well, it was great energy. It's probably a lot of fun.
Well, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw are such huge country superstars. To have them walk out on stage, they're like the president and first lady of country, you know?
Yeah.
To have
yeah.
them there is a big coup for Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. All right, while we're in the country vein, Carrie Underwood's next tour, not kicking off until next May, since she has a baby on the way. But being pregnant isn't stopping her from going up on stage. Surprising the crowd, Carrie strutted across the stage to join Keith Urban on their duet, The Fighter, in Nashville as well over the weekend. Quote, will it ever suck getting to sing with Keith Urban? No. The answer is no, she wrote on Instagram after the concert. Such an incredible and loud crowd at the Bridgestone Arena tonight. I know you guys all had a blast. Thanks for having me up with there. With the KU, which is obviously Keith Urban. The performance was part of Urban's Graffiti U tour, featuring Kelsey Ballerini, Lindsay He as the opening acts. Underwood announced her pregnancy, what, last month, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, last month. So what do we think of this collaborator? We've got a lot of collaborating going on in the same neck of the woods.
I love this song, huh? But what I've learned is that I need to start going to concerts in Nashville because apparently you get a two-for-one deal wherever you go.
Yeah. Well, that's where a lot of them live. A lot of the country people certainly make their home there part of the time. So anyway, Carrie Underwood in our musical focus here, along with it's just nice to know they all kind of get along and they want to be friends, which is nice for them and for the audience. So, good music, a focus and a feature here on the DJB show at 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that will make a king comfortable. Powered by a 450-horsepower twin-turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first-class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring liners are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the latest mass shooting in America, which takes place in Florida, the Florida governor, Republican Rick Scott, says,
we all have to stop and say to ourselves, we're fed up with not having a conversation about the reason this is happening.
Scott referring to the shootings at a video game tournament in Jacksonville yesterday when a gunman from Baltimore, Maryland, opened fire and killed two people, injuring 11 others before he took his own life. He's identified as David Katz of Baltimore. No word on what his motive was. America and the world remembering Senator John McCain, who died Saturday at 81. He'll lie in state in Arizona Wednesday, then in the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, and there'll be a memorial service, invitation only, at the Washington National Cathedral on Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Go back again into the world of the DJ Veers. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen as well. Jennifer back on tomorrow. It's Monday, the 27th of August, and we have talked a lot about the passing of John McCain. Also paying attention to the passing of Neil Simon, the playwright, screenwriter, comedies like The Odd Couple, Barefoot in the Park, Brighton Beach Memoirs, Sunshine Boys, The Out of Towners, Seems Like Old Times, The Odd Couple, list goes on and on. It's as long as, both of your arms. There is, from my perspective, he was a very subtle guy. We all knew about him, all knew about his work, but he wasn't a, one of these guys that was a social, climber using his status to get someplace. He always seemed to be quietly attentive to what was going on. The love of his life, obviously, was writing plays from the 60s till pretty much his passing. He was 91 when he died. He has been a very, very stalwart fixture in New York, on Broadway, in television, movies, that kind of stuff. So what do you have, Kara, that's an outtake from one of the movies, right?
Yeah, from The Odd Couple. It's Oscar and Felix talking about, I guess one of them is being taught how to be an umpire.
Let's hurry up. What do I do for an umpire? Well, first you have to say, play ball. Can you say that?
Play ball!
Yeah.
Should have a nice breath.
Play ball!
Chesty voice.
Play ball!
Doesn't matter, as long as it's loud, as long as they can hear.
Play ball!
Okay.
Now, when do I yell play ball?
Well, that should start the game.
Well, do they give me a cue so I know when to do it?
Oh, they play the Star Spangled Banner, then you yell play ball.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Do what?
Come on, let's rehearse it. You sing it.
Sing it?
Yeah, come on.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave.
It's very touching, you know that?
And having to play ball.
Play ball!
Okay, good.
What do we do?
Now, there are only two hand signals you have to know. So
yeah.
You're safe and out. That's the only thing that's really important, okay? So this is safe.
Okay.
Safe!
Ah, not unlike the wingspread of the California condor, isn't it? Did you know that's an endangered species?
I'm going to endanger your species if you don't listen. Now, do it safe. Come on.
And safe!
It's not a scare. Come on, do a safe right.
Safe!
Now it's Gene Kelly. All right, you can do a safe. The second is out.
Yeah.
This is out. You're up! That's like a hitchhiker. You're up!
Wouldn't it be funny if the umpire did that and the little car came out in the field, he got in the car and drove away?
I thought they were better, actually, at this than Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. There was something about, whether it was on more frequently because it was on television, Jack Klugman, who I think was one of our great character actors, and so is Tony Randall. They were the Odd Couple. In real life, they were very good friends, but they were... Tony Randall was extraordinarily eccentric. And that's putting it kind of nicely. I remember meeting him once, and it was in the days before the people who were obsessed with cleanliness were, you know, the spray bottles and getting rid of all the germs,
right,
and stuff like that. If you even look at a picture of Tony Randall, and you get from that picture what a natty fellow he was. And Klugman was kind of just the opposite. Klugman was kind of carefree, kind of like I am. You know, okay, you look good today. You don't worry about what you look like tomorrow. You're clean, but you're not kempt. Randall was kempt. And so the two of them were, in real life as well as on television, very much the Odd Couple. And so... you had, under the circumstances, the brilliance of Neil Simon, who supervised pretty much every episode of that TV show. It was his creation. And with the movie, Mike Nichols directed Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau on that. But the character, the whole legacy is fabulous. So good thoughts on the life and times and the creativeness of Neil Simon from us here for sure. Also passing away this weekend, we had sort of a hat trick with McCain dying and Simon dying, and also Robin Leach. You may remember him from the TV show Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous that sounded kind of like this.
On this High Note edition, meet the driving force behind opera's renaissance. Luciano Pavarotti even beat out the rockers to top the pop charts. The sport of kings has a new champion. Sly Stallone asks, anyone for polo? Britain's most talked about woman has it all. But behind the fairy tale fantasy of fashionable Princess Diana, there's a surprising royal price to pay. She's television's wicked witch of the nouveau riche, but Piper Laurie cast her own special spell for success the second time around. It's been good vibrations since 1962 for Beach Boy Mike Love. Come home to his surfing safari paradise for fun, fun, fun with Pop's Sail on
sailor of sound.
These exciting stories and much, much more when Lifestyles returns in a moment.
I get goosebumps.
What enthusiasm and energy.
He was fabulous at that. It was perfect. He was perfect, perfect, perfect.
And he always had that this alliteration, you right. know, that he'd write into it. It was great.
And everything was so gauche.
Yeah.
Everything was over. It gave new meaning to the term over the top.
Yep.
Watching that show. It really, really was. But he was perfect, perfect, perfect for it. Another Rupert Murdoch find, and he took himself. I remember interviewing him. He was so serious about. I mean, he was living this lifestyle himself, or maybe he wanted. He couldn't achieve what some of the greatness was that and the vibe that some of the really rich and famous people had. But he was, man, he lived it to the hilt. He took anything and everything you could get. Free meals are us. Hey, free trips, let's go.
Well, he became friends. I was looking him up a bit, and he became friends with a lot of the celebrities he interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
And he, right. Because even though it was, I guess, what you would call tabloid TV, yep. They had his trust, and he didn't divulge. He wasn't like a Harvey Levin who was just out to spill every bit of dirt.
He made him look good.
Yeah,
good.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why he got all the big names, because there was a confidence there that they had in his ability to keep some secrets.
And if you didn't know about him and you ask your friends if they'd been interviewed by him, they would all tell you just exactly what you just said, that he was trustworthy, he wasn't going to expose the underbelly of whatever your problem is. It's just all about show. Let's get on with the show. Let's make people jealous or envious or people who love to watch this stuff. People always, you know as well as I do, people want to know more about the rich and the famous. Mm-hmm. They want to think, I'd like to
learn more about
that. That's
why tabloids are the only thing left in print.
Yeah. Right.
If you think about it.
Yeah. So the passing of Robin Leach at the age of 76. It is 43 past the hour. May I remind you, as youngsters are going off to college, they need to have support. They need all kinds of support. I suppose financial support, but the things that you can do for your child to get a good night's rest, send them off with a couple of premium pillows from MyPillow, maybe a couple of go-anywhere pillows. Whatever the deal, you want your child to have a good night's rest every night. We all know what college life is like, or most of us do anyway, and getting a good night's rest is usually not the primary concern of most people when they go out there. Oh, we're going to have fun, all this social stuff, rah, rah. Well, let's give them a fighting chance of having a good night's rest, shall we? Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get those pillows. Get all of the things, the sheets, the bed toppers, things like that, accessory pillows, roll and go travel pillows, whatever you think your child's going to need, you can find it at MyPillow.com. So go there now, get 50% off those pillows, 100% machine washable. That'll be great for some of the, I mean, come on, remember what your dorm room looked like? It was a mess. Oh, it was filthy. Wasn't it? Seriously. Stuff piled on your bed, dust everywhere. So you wash the pillows, you dry the pillows, have 60 days. So if you buy them today, send them to college, and by Halloween, if they haven't settled in and you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. Best sheets ever, best price ever. All these sheets and pillowcases and things you need for a good night's rest available exclusively at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Get 50% off. So do yourself and your family a favor. Replace all those old pillows with new ones from MyPillow. And if you got a youngster going off to school, get them to MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford from Today's Homeowner. I'm about to show you a really cool bathroom transformation, but look at what it looked like before we started. It was a little out of date, some old cabinets, old flooring, but a big change has taken place. We removed almost everything in the bathroom to put in all new cabinets, countertops, and these really cool faucets from the Von Collection of Dan's by Gerber. Great looking, WaterSense certified, got a chrome finish on it, also available available in brushed nickel as well as a satin black. Now, you don't have to replace everything. We left the tub in place. It was in good shape. Even left the toilet in place, but we had to replace everything inside. It only cost $20. It's from Fluid Master. It's called their Performax all-in-one repair kit, and it only took 10 minutes, and again, only $20. More information on how to remodel your bathroom at todayshomeowner.com.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, the DJV show focusing on weather now. Worst is over in Hawaii for people who were worried about the situation there. It wasn't great, but it wasn't as bad as it might have been. Certainly, we go back to the situation in Houston from a couple of years ago. Matter of fact, the anniversary of Hurricane Harvey over the weekend, the city of Houston has approved spending $2.5 billion on a flood prevention program, the largest flood control investment ever in that county. City voted on a measure that would fund the creation of new buyers and extending the ones that presently exist, improving flood warning systems. But what good is all of this stuff if they do? The thing that I want to know, and I don't see it, it's not clear to me, when you say rebuild, are you rebuilding them the way they were before?
You
like they did
not
in New Orleans?
Yeah.
In New Orleans, they built everything the same way it was before. It was ridiculous. It was asinine.
Mm-hmm.
They built the same exact structures, the Army Corps of Engineers, as didn't work in the storm. When Katrina, was it Katrina? What was the name of the?
Katrina, yeah.
Yeah, it was Katrina.
When the levees broke, they built
them. So they rebuilt them all
same.
To
yeah.
be exactly the same as what was there. And so in Harvey's case in Houston, $125 billion in damage, number of people dead. So, I'm not prejudging. I don't know. It isn't clear to me here whether they're going, how they're going to approach this. But it's certainly folly to do things the way, what's the old expression? If you keep repeating the same thing, it's insanity
mm-hmm.
or something, whatever
yep.
that is. Yeah. All right. A lot of heat this week around the country. It's been a nice weekend around much of the country.
Gorgeous.
We had a great weekend here in the Northeast. That's cool. But look out for the excessive heat. Schools going back, a lot of them starting this week, and they'll be in un-air-conditioned schools, so you wonder what's the point. But heat watch here, we're going to have humidity, dew points and stuff well over 100 degrees on Wednesday, all over the Northeast. New York and New England, all over, even in northern New England, it's going to be hot. Maybe good if it's your last week of vacation. You might like that. Hot. 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of?
To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
DVDs, movies, the video world of Chuck Curry in the focus now on movie news, movie moments, the theme from The Odd Couple. Certainly, I know you want to talk about the passing of Neil Simon as well, Chucker.
Yeah, passed away at 91. I think most people remember this property, which was originally a Broadway play, The Odd Couple, which was translated into a TV show, a great one with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. They did a feature film before that with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. As much as I like those two, as Oscar and Felix, I really loved Tony Randall and Jack Klugman, though.
I just said, I was talking about this on the air, how fabulous the two of them were, because they were the way they were in real life. Klugman is kind of was a meat and potato guy. Tony Randall was dapper, and that's the way they were in person as well as on the show. So it was a great pairing, great timing, great sense of humor, all of that stuff, Chucker.
And every episode, I think, was perfect. I don't think they ever made a bad episode. It was a really good show.
Right. All right, so we hold a good thought for Neil Simon and all of his great work. Yeah. All right, meanwhile, what do we do over the weekend as far as box office totals are concerned? Surprises?
Yeah, this is somewhat a surprise. This movie, Crazy Rich Asians, which I got to be honest, I did not see, but has now piqued my interest because the film had a hold week to week of just a drop of under 6%, which is unheard of when a movie has a $35 million opening weekend in 5 days. So it did $25 million. It's done $77 million in 2 weeks of release on a $30 million budget. Warner Brothers has already announced it plans to do a sequel. But when you get this type of hold, you're going to get a lot of...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What do you do for a sequel? This is called... What is this movie called, Rich and Famous Asians? What's it called?
Crazy Rich Asians.
So now the next movie is Crazy or Richer Asians? Is that what the next one is? What is the next one?
You try to be funny, Doug.
No, Chucker, thank you, though.
Okay, that would be a first in like 27 years.
Thank you very much.
It's not worry. Leave the humor to me. Okay. But anyway, this is the type of hole that's going to pique a lot of interest, and I think a lot of people will now be curious that may not have wanted to see it to see it. I think I'm going to go see it, actually.
Yeah. I want to see it. Yeah, I do want to see it.
Number two was the giant shock movie, The Meg, which also had a pretty good hold, just dropping off 38%. Filmed at $13 million, $105 million in 3 weeks. It's done over $330 million worldwide. The Happy Time Murders, Melissa McCarthy's new movie with hand puppets, R-rated, did not do very well. Just
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Go ahead,
To go see a stupid movie with people shooting the Muppets? Who wants to see the Muppets get shot up? I mean, who even came up with this stupid concept?
My daughter seemed to have interest.
Just kidding.
Number four was the Mission Impossible Fallout, $8 million, $193 million in 5 weeks of release.
Is that the domestic number?
That's the domestic number. Yeah, right. It's done over half a billion worldwide.
Right, yeah.
Disney's Christopher Robin, which a movie I find is a small movie, but a charming one. It's held up pretty well week to week, $6.3 million, $77 million in 4 weeks. And Mark Wahlberg's Mile 22 ran out the top five, $6 million, $25 million. I just want to say, last night I did an event I want to talk about real quick. I did a screening at my local theater, the Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg, of A Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Now, which made this event cool is that I got the director, his name was Jack Shoulder, and this original star of the film, the male lead, Mark Patton, to come to the theater and do a question and answer after the movie. We had about 100 people. Some people traveled from Connecticut, Staten Island.
Really?
And it was really good. This actor, Mark Patton, was fantastic in the Q&A, and I've done a handful of them, but this was right there of one of the best, because these two guys, the actor and director, were really generous with their answers, and I thought it was a really good experience for the audience.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Well, you just this cool stuff there. It's a lot of fun to be able to focus on some of those things. You got the perfect venue. Anybody, just think about if those of you can reference the old Fox Theaters. This is a sort of mini old Fox Theater, as I recall the way.
Plus, I went out to dinner with them, and I learned a lot about what they did in their career. And actually, this actor Mark Patton lives in Mexico. He traveled 26 hours.
To come to you.
To come here. Yeah, it was really cool, actually.
Very nice. Nicely done.
I must be a nice guy. I don't know.
Yes, you are, Chucker. You're a fabulous guy, and it's great that we have you here. You've added so much over the last 97 years you've been on this program with me? I think close to it, anyway. Chuck Curry, our movie man, literally, really, and truly 27 years of the 30 we've been on the air. Let's make it 59 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.